You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's 9:36 here at News Radio 92.3 at AM 1620. It's Monday morning. It's a little after 9:30. And of course, I played a little Mamas and Papas in honor of our Malcolm. He's okay. Guess what? He's really okay. He is visiting his family in Texas. And so Morgan Cole, his editor at Ballinger Publishing, is here. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm excited to meet you. And thank you for trekking through the traffic.
Oh, yes. No problem. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
So, like I mentioned before, Malcolm Ballinger, he always graces us with his presence every Monday. And if you haven't checked out BallingerPublishing.com, you need to. There's always something fabulous happening online. And then when you go around our amazing city, you get to find Pensacola Magazine or Downtown Crowd or Business Climate. Like, there's always something there. Or the Chamber of Commerce directory.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're a little bit of everywhere.
y'all don't stop. So I want to ask you about you. So Morgan, are you a Pensacola native? How'd you end up here?
Yeah, I am actually. I went to school at UF and was one of those people that was like, oh, I'm never going to go back to Pensacola when I graduate. I'm going to move to a big city. But of course, I came back to Pensacola because I absolutely love it here and my family is here. So I have made it my home and went back to school at UWF. So I am definitely a native here. I love Pensacola and have spent a lot of time working in arts organizations throughout our city. So this was a perfect fit to be a part of the Ballinger team.
Yes, it is. And since I love that, somebody who adds into our culture here through publishing, through printing, through the written art is what I call it, because there's something about picking up a magazine and like just smelling it and being able to like drink a cup of coffee and be able to read what's happening and what people are doing.
Absolutely. Print is not dead, that's for sure. I don't know who says that anymore, but I love picking up the physical copy. And it's so much fun to be downtown and, you know, get to see all of the different publications we have, but more importantly, reading them. And we are always striving to keep everyone informed of what's going on in our community, especially after, you know, the pandemic. I think a lot of folks are wondering what's going on and what's come back to Pensacola. Do I have to wear a mask? Do I not? So we're doing our best to cover everything that's back on the calendars right now and keep everybody informed. So,
and it's kind of like printing history. That's what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're doing this every single month and being able to supply, it's like what you just said, are we wearing masks? Are we not? What's going on downtown? Businesses that are doing this and events that are happening here, even with Pensacon, you know? I mean, we got to have it last year. Like, it was like sliding into first, you know, being able to have Pensacon last year and then waiting till the end of May to be able to have it this year. We're going to look back in history, and if you look online, it's different than holding it in your hand and being able to go back and see what has really transpired.
Absolutely.
So I want to ask you, what's your favorite, well, I have a few questions to ask you. So number one, what is your favorite thing about living in Pensacola outside of where you work? We know that it must be a lot of fun. I can imagine working with Malcolm, but what's your favorite part about Pensacola that people might not always just think of, like, you know, the first thing at the top of their head.
I think really what people don't know that aren't from here, and I think people don't think of even from being from here, is the sense of community that we have. Whether it's after a storm, during a pandemic, you know, whether we're, you know, trying to help a local arts organization who might be struggling, I think that we have a really great sense of community here, and we all come together. And I know you see that in a lot of places, but I really feel like here in Pensacola, we have a strong-knit community, and we all have a lot of the same values. I think we support a lot of the same things. A lot of the country's divided right now in their views, which we won't go into, but I do feel like where we are, I'm glad to call it home. So
I love that. Me too. And it's really fun, like just even yesterday at Pensacon, being able to walk around and make connections. Like, wait a second, I'm friends with you through news radio, but you have known my husband and this friend for all these years,
right?
And like those connections that you make, you're like, it's a small town, big city feel.
Mm-hmm, like, for sure.
It feels like home. And it's something like, you know, it's like you cue the Cheers song. Like,
yeah.
Where everybody knows your name, right?
And they really do. Whether you know them personally or you've, you know, or you're an acquaintance or worked with them at some point, I feel like that's how it is here. But that's what's so great about Pensacola.
Truly, truly is. I love that. So a sense of community is, that would have to be something. And when we're seeing people move here in droves. And I think that sense of community has a lot to do with it. We make it so even just on Facebook, we're looking out for each other. And so it's that camaraderie that we all have.
Absolutely.
That has helped us bounce back. Okay, so then my next question, what is your favorite thing about working with Malcolm?
Oh my goodness, there's never a dull moment in our office. He's a wonderful person to work with. When I worked at Pensacola Opera for several years, he was on our board of directors, and he always kept us on our toes, making sure we were, you know, making sure that we were doing operas that he loved, not only that he loved, but that, you know, he really does have a heart for the arts in our community. And I think that there's really something to be said for that, because we, you know, many people don't know that we have the Big Five here. And it's a huge deal to have, you know, a professional theater, a ballet, an opera company, and then to also have the symphony. I'm sure I left one off there, but, you know.
I mean, we have all those things nestled into our adorable town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also historic. You see, a lot of them are historic. And then we have the Pensacola Little Theater here too, you know, and then we have First City Art Center.
Oh yeah, and our wonderful Museum of Art.
Oh my goodness, and history. I mean, you just take a walk through Seville and you're walking through history of
right.
our city. And Pensacola Magazine and Ballinger Publishing does a great job of really just kind of featuring that each month, like tying that into our monthly update, I will say, of what's
yes,
going on.
Yes.
speaking of which, if you haven't, I recommend it. It doesn't matter if you're a parent or not. If you have an Airbnb, if you have family coming to visit, if you have grandkids coming to visit, maybe you're on grandma duty, right? It's summer's happening. They're all about to be on grandma duty and grandpa duty, pop, mom, whatever you call yourself. And so this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine, which is on stands now, you can find it pretty much everywhere. It was really special. I could, and I say this, you know that smell, I just mentioned it before, that fresh print smell. And you walk into the door, I actually walked into Bagel Heads.
Oh, good.
And it was like between the bagels and the fresh printed Pensacola Magazine, when you walked through that door on Chase, you're like, yeah, it's a good day. And so I grabbed my copy. And so this month's issue is the parenting issue, I guess I'll say. What I'll call it is the summer fun issue.
That's more accurate, I'd say.
I'd say. Because, you know what, there's not just like stuff to do for kids, but there's also things that people are doing in the community as well. Do you have a favorite article that was featured in this month's issue?
Which one is that?
This one. So I see this one. This is No Child Will Grieve Alone.
Oh, Valerie's House. Yes.
And we've had them on the show before. And it's really, it's heart-wrenching to think about, you know, that this is a need. But it's also cool to see that there's so much light brought into a dark period. And if you don't know what Valerie's House is, and Miranda, she's visited us before, but it was actually established in Fort Myers in 2016, and it's a place where children can go to grieve after a loss, and it's not just parental, it's a family loss. And so I think that's really awesome that you guys gave them a moment to just remind our community that is something available.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's, you know, so many resources out there for children and their families, but you don't really think about it until you see something like that, that there's, you know, they're filling a big void in the community. And I think everyone can relate to what they're doing there. I mean, we've all lost someone at some point, so.
That's true. It really is true. And, you know, if you have a question at all over the next few minutes while I hang out with Morgan, please feel free to jump into the conversation. We love hearing from you. 850, we have to say the area code now, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
There are so many things in today's world fighting for your attention. As a business owner, how are you breaking through all the clutter and telling your business's unique story? Cue happy music! At ADX Digital, we are your online storytellers. We help bring brands just like yours to life. We help place your company's message into the devices and inboxes of your ideal customers through strategic and measurable marketing efforts. Yes, that's possible. And no, you don't have to figure it out alone.
Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director at ADX Digital. Myself and our team at ADX Digital would like to be your business partner when it comes to all things digital marketing. From social media, retargeting your website visitors, Google AdWords, OTT, and CTV, geofencing, Amazon Premium, and so much more. We can help you understand all these things and help you determine which of these opportunities will achieve your goals you've set for your business this year. Contact us today and let's set up a time to get to know one another. Visit adxdigitalmarketing.com to learn more.
You've heard that you should walk a mile in someone else's shoes to understand their struggles, but there are addicted, homeless, and needy people right in your hometown who don't even have the luxury of shoes. Waterfront Rescue Mission's Soul Mission Shoe Drive is changing that. Now through June 1st, donate your wearable, gently used shoes at our thrift stores in Florida or Alabama or Apple Market in Pensacola. The shoes go to those in need as well as the thrift stores to fund Waterfront's rescue and recovery efforts. Go the extra mile. Donate to Waterfront Rescue Mission's Soul Mission Shoe Drive.
We had family staying with us when a plumbing disaster struck. Thank goodness Air Design was able to fix it that weekend.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
I can't remember the last time we had a problem with the AC. It's because Air Design's preventive maintenance program keeps it running smoothly.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Join O'Reilly's Irish Pub for a happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. to buy one, get one free wine, beer, and well drinks. Also make sure you join us for our weekly events like Sunday brunch with $8 bottomless mimosas and $10 bottles of champagne, trivia night, bingo, $1 drink night, and more. Visit our website at O'ReillysPub.com to view all events and times and to see our upcoming special events. Can't wait to see you down at O'Reilly's Irish Pub right on South Palafox Street.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Conservative commentary from Buck Sexton. Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. 20.
It's 9:49 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. A beautiful, sunny, warm Monday. It's starting to get a little muggy out there. We have Morgan Cole here. She is the editor at Ballinger Publishing. And so we were talking over the break a little bit about how when we're going out into the community, I mean, Carnival was kicked off.
Oh, yeah.
I want to call it Mardi-Val is what I want to call
it. Right, I know. Not quite Mardi Gras, but we're getting there.
We're getting there. I saw Mobile had their parade, and they had their festivities this past weekend. But what are you looking forward to most, like, coming back into our community?
Well, I think I'm really looking forward to events like Gallery Night returning downtown, which we're really excited to announce is back in July. So we yes. will be looking forward to that, as well as we've got Palo Fox Market back now. And in case everyone's not aware, it's really great as usual, and it is back downtown. So get out there and support them and our local vendors, because it's just as great as ever before, if not even better. Everyone's been waiting anxiously to get back out there, and the first one I went back to was just packed, but it was absolutely wonderful. So
I love that.
I'm ready for live music to come back too. Let's talk about that.
I just got chills when you said that, just because there's something about live music. I mean, we appreciate the symphony, we appreciate the opera, we appreciate little theater and all those things, but having live music come back and bands on the beach, you know, it. I saw it was packed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Last week, a friend of mine took a selfie with the crowd. I was like, oh, my goodness. But you're outside, and it looked like everybody was having a blast. There was a breeze. I mean, yeah, but I'm looking forward to, like, events at the Bay Center.
Me too. I'm looking forward to vinyl getting back up and going. And yes. I've noticed they have some stuff on the calendar. So it looks like they're getting back into the groove of things over there. And I think the Blue Angels Air Show, I'm excited about that this year. We can all coastal distance, as Visit Pensacola says. We can do that safely. And I think that the beach, who doesn't want to be out there right now? I mean, it's beautiful. And we're lucky to have the Blue Angels. This is their home. So
it was so cool yesterday at Pensacon. I saw a Blue Angels G.I. Joe action figure.
Oh, that's cool.
What? I mean, if I had the money that they were asking for, I would have totally coughed it up. Just because how cool. I've never seen one before.
I'm not either.
But when you live here and you mention, like, you travel anywhere and people, where are you from? Pensacola. What do they say? Blue Angels.
Right.
I saw them fly at, you know, a football game and at an event and at an air show. And you're like, yeah, I know. There are people.
You forget that we're so lucky to have them here, you know, because we become so used to seeing them fly over during practices. And I think a lot of us take it for granted. So I'm glad that they're back out and we're actually have a real event scheduled this year. So,
yes, it's going to be great. What other community events that y'all know of are coming back and kind of showcasing? She just shared, and Morgan Cole, she is with Ballinger Publishing. Feel free to pop in 850-437-1620. She shared the awaited July Gallery Night is coming back. I feel like we've all been chomping at the bit to be able to get outside. There's something when you're at Gallery Night walking around and you have a good drink in your hand, you get to see good art, listen to all different musicians. So it's really exciting. But do you guys have any other community events that are coming back with a vengeance to make life better?
Well, we are covering a lot of the billfish tournament this year. So, of course, we all love fishing here on the Gulf Coast. So that's a big one we're excited about. And other than Gallery Night and anything we can get our hands in and be at, we are there, because we have been waiting anxiously to get back out into the community as well. So I think Blues on the Bay is back as well.
That's right.
So that's another exciting one for everyone.
Yeah, that's a very relaxing way to close out your weekend. I if you haven't gone to it yet, they do it on Sunday evenings once a month, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's down at Community Maritime Park at that amphitheater. There's that grassy area. You can dance, people coastal distance. They do, like, they bring their picnic baskets. So it's a really fun time. So we do have a lot to look forward to. I also heard there's is it a comedy fest? Something is happening. I believe it's happening this upcoming weekend. It's already the end of May.
I know. Isn't that crazy? There's so much happening this upcoming weekend, too. I mean,
we have the parade. We have it's Pride weekend at the beach.
Fiesta's coming back.
Fiesta. We have Family Beach Fest at the beach. In fact, they're going to join us next half hour. And then we have, the Graffiti Bridge 5K.
Oh, yes. And Ronald McDonald House Firecracker 5K, which everyone should get out and support Ronald McDonald House, because, you know, after the pandemic, you know, they've had to turn away some families or seek some alternative funding for ways to support those families. And last year's race did not occur. So mm-hmm. I think it is really important for everyone to remember the nonprofits that have their events back on the calendar. Let's get back out there and support them. in a safe way, of course.
I love that. In a safe way. And here's a little side tip I'm going to add to with the Ronald McDonald House. If you don't know this yet, there are different nonprofits. So, you know, when you have a soda or a LaCroix or whatever it is, your cans, those tabs, a lot of people just crush them and throw them in their box to go out to recycles. But, you know, if you flip that tab off and throw it into a jar, collect them over time, Ronald McDonald House is able to cash them in and get money for their facility. And so we have an ongoing, like, under the kitchen sink bag, and we like to fill it up, and then it's pretty much every 6 months drop it off. So that's just a little,
there's always a way to give back. Yeah. Little things you don't think of like that. Their pop tabs are actually something a lot of the schools participate in, and it's a really fun way to, you know, just also see how many sodas you drink. And you don't always like that when you look back, but if it's for Ronald McDonald House, who cares, right?
Give me all the soda.
Yeah.
I love a good Dr. Pepper, actually.
That's right.
That's my thing right there. Hot or cold, I like one. All right, we're going to take another quick break. We have more for you with Morgan Cole from Ballinger Publishing. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
This is Mike Wickens, and every Tuesday morning from 9 till 10, I answer your lawn and gardening questions on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Whether it's about your lawn, your vegetable garden, your soil, your trees, or shrubs, if you've got questions, we've got the answers. And if you miss it on Tuesday morning, you can hear an encore broadcast every Saturday morning at 9.
The Garden Line is brought to you in part by Blue Sky Landscaping, Pensacola Hardware, and Barnes Feed Store.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years. Check them out at CoastalMachinery.com.
Hi, Davis Allen here of News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, and we're hiring. Right now, we're looking for qualified part-time producers and traffic reporters. Experience in radio is a plus. However, we are ready and willing to train highly motivated individuals for the open positions. For applications or for more information, you can visit newsradio923.com/openings or email your resume to hr@newsradio923.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
We're back, friends, on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I've been hanging out with Morgan Cole. She is the editor at Pensacola Magazine. Our amazing Malcolm Hill will be back next week for Memorial Day. We'll have some fun. I can't believe it's almost Memorial Day. Oh, my goodness. And our time has flown this morning as well. Morgan, before we go, do you have any just a little sneak peek of next month's issue? We're going to hit summer.
We sure are. So just think all things water, you know. We won't give away too much, but if you are into fishing, you'll really like next month's issue of Pensacola Magazine. So
yes. Well, you've been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate getting to know you even more. And anytime you want to come back. You can even come back with Malcolm. We're going to have a lot of fun from here on out.
Oh, that would be fun.
Oh, yes. All right, Morgan, I will see you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, friends, stick around. Coming up next after Fox News, we're going to share about Family Beach Fest. Yes, there's a lot happening this weekend we want to tell you about. We want to give you an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what's going to happen there. So stick around. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.